What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You are about to listen to a clip of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. This week, our guest is stand-up comedian Gina Brion. You might have also seen her on her HBO Latina special or on America's Got Talent. We talk about so many things.
Oh, man.
This one is a hilarious episode. Interview. If you want to hear the whole thing, you're going to head over and subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts by going to apple.co/GWF. Again, that's apple.co/GWF.
Were you trying to get pregnant?
No, girl. Oh. No. Hell no.
He was just having sex.
I was just being a hoochie. I was hoeing it up. Me and my husband was hoeing it up.
Damn.
Unprepared for life and whatnot. And I was at the Comedy Cellar, and I remembered I was talking with my buddy. I was working on the Amazon special, and I was talking with my writing partner, and I was just like talking to him, and I said, somebody's eating pasta. And it smelled like it was right in front of me. And I remember my best friend telling me that when his wife was pregnant, her sense of smell got so strong that she could smell stuff from like so far away. And she smelled it. And I went, fuck.
Oh, wow. You knew.
I was like, shit. And I went, okay, I got to go. I said, I got to go to CVS. Went to CVS, got the pregnancy test, took it, threw it in my bag, went to a little cafe. That's my favorite cafe by the Comedy Cellar. And I was trying to have a conversation. I glanced over at the bag and I saw that it was positive.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
You in the middle of a conversation.
And I look at my buddy and I go, oh shit, I'm pregnant. And he goes, congratulations. And then for like 20 minutes, all I said was, oh shit, I'm pregnant. Oh shit, I'm pregnant. Like I just kept saying that and I couldn't believe it. And then we went for the ultrasound like a couple weeks later. We went for the first ultrasound. And I thought I was a little pregnant. I thought I was a little bit pregnant.
Oh, no.
I
said,
we not gonna see this motherfucker, nothing. They did the ultrasound. There was a whole ass baby. Like I saw this motherfucker's head and hands.
What?
And I said, they said, yeah, you are well into your second trimester.
What?
And I was like,
that's so, oh my God.
Word?
Oh, did you just, you were just so busy you didn't notice God. You didn't have your period?
Okay, so let me, first of all, I always been thick. So bigness never bothered me. So I just thought I was getting a little thicker. And then I go to this
doctor. Is exactly the show I didn't know I was pregnant. This is how it happens.
I'm like, yeah, this is exactly how it happens. And I go there and I'm like, that's
a whole ass baby
in me. This motherfucker was waving. He was right there. I was like,
she's shit. Soon, Mom.
Like,
you're like, oh,
well,
fuck.
Bitch, it's about time you noticed I was here.
Oh my God.
And,
wow.
But the first ultrasound, like once I saw it, I was crying. I was there. I loved it. Immediately I was like, oh, this is me now. I'm a mom now. Like I saw him and I was like,
That quick.
It was instant. And then when I held him for the first time, because my delivery was terrible. Fuck my delivery doctor.
Yeah.
I will say that loud. Fuck my delivery doctor.
Yeah,
we can. Because fuck that guy. I wish legally I could tell y'all his name, honestly, but hit me up when I don't have a mic in front of me. Because I will shout his business out.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This doctor was terrible. So the first thing when I went to the hospital, I found out that the doctor I'd been seeing throughout my whole pregnancy was not delivering babies anymore.
That fucking happened to my friend. And
you
I'm
retired?
Like, you had this doctor.
And never told me through the whole process. Never mentioned that he wasn't actually going to be there. Right?
I think he didn't want to feel the wrath of moms-to-be, honestly.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
But that's
going to
stress the mother out.
Well, when I got there, first of all, I got there. I was already like, we about to have this baby. Like, I was like, let's do this. I was ready to have
Rolling
this baby.
In.
I was like, let's do this. Like, I took a 5 milligram edible. I'm ready for this, man. I was ready to do this. And I was so excited to finally meet my baby. Like, I was so excited.
Yeah.
So I get there and they're like, oh, your doctor don't deliver babies no more. And I was like, look, well, somebody delivering this motherfucker, because I am not a doctor and I'm not having this baby in my bathtub at home.
Right.
So somebody better get ready to deliver this baby. So they give me the doctor that's on call that works with my doctor's same company, right? So, because I went to like a private place for all my prenatal care.
Okay.
Because I was like super paranoid about proper prenatal care and I didn't know what I didn't
you
plan
wanted
to have
feel
a baby.
Good about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't fucking know. Who knows?
I was like, I can't treat this like a hood pregnancy and just go to the witch doctor in the neighborhood and ask her if my baby's okay. But so he worked with the same practice, and automatically he came in talking trash about my doctor and was like, he's only in it for the money and blah, blah, blah.
That is so fucking inappropriate. Oh my God.
And then he's like trying to give them, get them to give me something to speed up the
Pitocin birth. Or something. Yeah.
And I was like, are you looking at my contractions? Like, I'm good, playa. I cleared my schedule. I am not in a rush to get this baby out that fat. Like, I'll stay. It's fine. But he was so tired. It's like he just wanted me out of there and he didn't want to deal with me.
Yes.
So, but my contractions were coming fast enough that they didn't have to give me anything.
Because it
was
okay, like, good.
My son was like, I'm ready to go.
Right.
And so they took me to the delivery room. And that's where he just kind of became a monster. Because at that point, I had an epidural, but my epidural had fallen out. And I was very panicky. The one thing that scared me about being a mom was childbirth. I've been petrified of childbirth forever.
Sounds like a real horrid pain.
But you should, because it's not talked about enough. And like, we've gotten into it a lot on this podcast recently.
Humans have the worst childbirth of all mammals.
It is terrible.
And the mother mortality rate in America for a first world country is extremely high. And it just, no one talks about that because everyone just like, just have a baby, just do it, just have a baby.
It's so great, but have a
tax write off. Mm-hmm.
They don't realize how, like, I had to go through trauma counseling after my delivery.
Shit, I imagine.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah, I had a friend
I was screaming in pain.
It is bodily trauma. I mean, there's that's like
so
on
you
the
need
books.
Somebody there that understands how to talk to people, because the more you mentally freak out,
stress,
the more your body will freak out.
Yes.
And so I'm freaking out in every way now because this doctor clearly doesn't want to be here.
Mm.
I told him I had a birth plan and he was like, we'll make a birth plan for you. And I'm like, I have a birth plan. I don't want to give birth on my back. I want to give birth on all fours.
Right, because that's not natural.
It's not natural.
Gravity can't do its thing.
And that's what everybody tells you. And that's the position they push on us the most.
Yes.
And so he wasn't trying to hear anything about my birth plan at all.
And he obviously had no sympathy for the fact that you were under the understanding that somebody was going to deliver your baby and plan has changed last minute.
No understanding, no sympathy whatsoever. Shit. Every time I screamed out in pain, he would scream back at me to stop screaming.
Are you fucking kidding?
It legit felt like I was getting raped.
I'm
not
going
to lie to you. It felt like a rape. Like, it felt like I was not being listened to.
Yeah.
I was screaming and I was just told to basically shut up.
And that, a woman giving birth is, that you're the queen of the room. Anything you need,
you're your most vulnerable. It's nuts how vulnerable
everyone
you feel
should
in that moment.
Towards you, whatever you need, your needs are top priority. Clearly,
it's like I'm making a person. Can somebody please listen to what I'm saying?
You know,
my epidural had fallen out, and I was just raw dogging this whole delivery, and so I was in the maximum amount of pain.
Yeah,
and
goddamn,
this guy was a total fucking monster. But I mean, to the point where after everything was done, I was holding my son. I was weeping uncontrollably for so many reasons.
Yeah,
and the nurse that was in the room with me and my husband, she said, I just want you to know I'm going to report that doctor.
Oh, God. Thank God someone was on your side.
And then somebody that was outside of the room said the same thing to my husband when he left the room. It's like, we're going to report that doctor because what he did was completely wrong.
Okay,
and
good.
Unprofessional. And then the doctor comes back in the room while I'm holding my son and I wouldn't look at him. And he's like, why won't she look at me? How come she won't look at me? I just delivered her baby. Why won't she look at me?
This man is about to go on a spree. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was so bad. And then the nurse that was in there, she goes, you know what? She can look at whoever the fuck she wants.
Nice.
And I was like, ooh. And she kicked him out. She was like, you can leave now.
Great.
And he left. And then he found my room later on and came to my room to give a half-ass apology. This was his apology.
Oh,
I'm sorry I wasn't soft enough with you.
So it's your fault. It's your fault for being sensitive.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's my fault. I needed somebody who was softer.
God.
I mean, when I tell you, if I could have walked, I would have gotten up and fucking strangled him.
How was your husband through this? Like,
my husband's so funny because my husband's like a little pit bull. So my emotions are his emotions. Like, he's like my little ride or die.
That's great.
So I could just tell he was like, he was like so
mad.
You
tell me to pounce, I'll pounce.
Yeah. If he was like, he was waiting for his moment to just jump on this dude. Because obviously, as in the position my husband was in, this man is delivering his son.
Yeah.
So he's like, I gotta make sure my son is clear of this man's hands.
Right.
But yes.
Before I do anything or say anything to this man.
It's the extreme version of don't be rude to the waiter, they're spitting your food.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't be rude to the guy delivering your baby.
He'll
drop
your
in.
Baby and leave. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So my husband was very controlled in that moment because we're both hotheads, me and my husband.
Oh, shit.
I would love to say I'm the more rational one, but that's not the case.
Oh, that's good. Honestly, it's kind of good to know that two hotheads can make it work because I'm a hothead and I kind of like other hotheads.
Yeah. You can make it work if you just understand. It's also me and my husband also talk at length about what and when to freak out and what's justified. Like, yeah. We both agreed if anybody does anything to my son ever, we're both going to prison.
Yeah.
Like, he will need a backup plan because we're both going to set up a murder.
He's got parents, yeah.
I'm like, that's just going to happen. So we both agree. Like, okay, we know what we're going to go to prison for. That's fair. That's fair.
It's romantic.
It's so romantic,
we'll
you guys.
We'll both avenge our son. Or anyone who does our son wrong.
And then was there any follow up that you did like legally?
I spoke to my lawyer and my lawyer was like, it's really difficult to fight these things because unless there was any obvious malpractice, it's
even
literally you just saying my doctor was mean.
Right.
Which, you know, one would argue while you're giving birth, that's pretty consequential.
Yeah.
But
like, I would like you to not be a dick while I am creating a life right now.
Yeah.
But my lawyer was just like, honestly, it's a really hard thing to fight. He's like, we can try to go into it. But even when I went back to the hospital about the complaints, the hospital gave me the whole, yes, we've heard the complaints and we will deal with it internally and blah.
Oh, gee,
and
it's thanks.
Like, okay, so you're just going to tell him, naughty doctor.
Yeah.
Be nice next time. Next time you have two people's lives in your hands like that.
Wow.
Yeah, because so, I think they're just getting hit with like lawsuits right and left. Mm-hmm. So like they don't even give a shit unless it's something really serious, like a huge company suing them or something. It's just constant.
Yeah. I had somebody from HR from the hospital come and talk to me. Like, it was nuts. It was nuts.
I mean, for other people to be noticing it and stepping in.
You never want to ruin somebody's like livelihood. Like, I never want to take somebody's livelihood from them. But also on that same respect, I don't ever want another woman to go through that. So it's like, I don't think you deserve what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like,
he ruined one of the most important days of your life.
That's what I told him when he came into my room. I said, you have ruined the birth of my son. I will never get another chance to experience the birth of my son.
Yeah.
And you took that away from me.
And you said that to him? You got to say that to his face?
Yeah.
What was his response?
He was like, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
It was literally like, you know, you have a healthy baby boy. I think you should just, you know, be happy you have a healthy baby boy.
Gina.
And I'm just like, I swear to God, if my vagina wasn't out of commission, I would have jumped up vagina first and kneed him right in the face. Like, I swear to you.
But it's one of those things, though, where I imagine as a fellow hothead, you just got to accept and you go, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when you gotta let
I'm gonna
karma.
I'm gonna go enjoy my son.
I'm gonna let karma take its toll on you, sir.
And it will.
Right. Because you don't want to spend the first like year of your son's life fighting a legal battle.
No,
also.
I don't over that shit. Yeah. Like, I don't. I want women to be more vocal about it. So I have no problem talking about it because it's a shitty thing. And like, it's like he knew. He knew.
He clearly knew.
Because he came to the room to try to save face. It's like you knew.
And did a terrible job.
Terrible
at
job.
It.
That's all ego talking. That's all like...
Yeah, he didn't care. He just didn't want to get in trouble or have any repercussions whatsoever.
Exactly.
Of course. So you can always act like an asshole and then try to like, smudge a line in the sand later. Like, oh, fine. Everything's okay.
Well, I didn't... this is my favorite one. That wasn't my intention. No, it was.
Yeah.
It was. It's such a passive-aggressive piece of shit apology. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I'd rather have no apology than someone trying to... contrive some kind of like apology that makes me still at fault. You're like, what? I'd rather just have you shut up and never see your face again.
I would rather never see you for a fake ass apology.
Yeah.
Like, just don't even bother.
It's stupid.
But now you have a beautiful boy.
I do. He's amazing.
And
I'll go to prison for him. As
you go to prison for him, like so any good mom would.
Year one. What's year one? What are the best surprises, worst surprises?
He's discovered his wang.
Nice.
And, he is now grabbing it regularly. Like,
which,
every time I change his diaper, he's like, Mom, look at this. Like, it's just like, woohoo. And it makes me laugh every time. Like, luckily, he has an emotionally immature parent like myself. Whereas I should be worrying
it's
about teaching him lessons. I'm like, yeah, grab it. Go ahead.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious, little man. he's saying all these like new words. Like he says, wow. He goes, wow.
Oh.
And it's just amazing. You see your kid discovering all this stuff for the first time, like walking and standing up and how unsure they are, and you, and just amazes
you. Look at life through a new lens, I imagine.
100%. You're like, I mean, in one, some ways it makes me more empathetic, and in other ways it makes me less empathetic. Like I was just having this discussion earlier with another girlfriend of mine, and I said, I don't know, she's a mom too. I said, I don't know if it happened for you, but what happened to me is I would be so devastated when I would hear about people who don't have good relationships with their parents. Like, it would just devastate me because I was like, I can't imagine having a disconnect from my son, you know, at this point, you know. And I understand that people develop differently and they're, you know, it's about your influences and everything. But it breaks my heart even more when I find out, like, that a child was disowned because they were, like, gay or bi or trans.
Isn't that
like,
terrible?
It literally, I don't like to judge other parents, but if you did that, you're a shit parent.
You're a piece of shit.
You are a shit parent.
You chose to believe in something rather than to love your child.
Yes.
It's heartbreaking.
And to me, when I hear that, I'm just like, that just breaks my heart because I think about my own son and I'm like, short of him telling or trying to murder me,
right,
I would pretty much never disown my child. And even then, we could probably talk about, did I do something that deserved murdering? Maybe I did a thing that deserved you to almost murder me.
Right.
I can't picture a scenario in which I would disown my child. I can't. Because you don't like their personality? So what?
Yeah.
So what?
And if you don't like their personality, that's definitely partly your fault.
Yeah, you
raised the motherfucker.
100%.
You set the foundation.
Yeah.
Sorry you hate your own work.
Sorry you hate you, because that's why.
Uh-huh.
90%
uh-huh.
of the time, that's why people don't like each other, is because there's so many similarities between the two of them. But I couldn't, when you become a mom, it really does, for me at least, it really did change the scope of so many different aspects of parental relationships.
Yeah.
Including parental toxicity and trying to avoid it.
And you have, I mean, how is your relationship with your parents?
My relationship with my parents is great. That doesn't mean they were perfect. I mean, I'm in therapy, and like their first thing was obviously, like any parent, to freak out about their kid going to therapy because they're like, oh, you're going to go
what
over
I do.
The checklist of everything I did wrong.
They feel like we're going to like tell on them.
Every parent fucks up.
Every parent
fucks up.
And
we're
this
human
is what,
beings.
This is what I tell people. It didn't demonize my parents. It humanized them.
Yeah.
It made me see that.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. The parents were people before they
and
were
they
parents.
And they tried their goddamn best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're literally like, what the fuck am I doing with this new life? I've got to teach this thing to be honest and kind and sweet and also to survive at all costs.
And it's up to you to instill your morals and your values and how, like, I
one
mean.
One thing I said to my husband today, and we talk about parenting a lot, and we love the crap out of that kid. Like, the two of us are the most gushy mushy parents. And I said, you know, the hardest thing about being a parent is understanding that you bought a life into this world, but that life doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't own that life.
God, I wish my mom could hear this.
Yeah. And you can't run it. And that's the hardest thing as a parent, because everything you taught them, you hope you've equipped them enough for life outside of your circle, and you just hope that you go, please tell me I taught this kid to be smart enough not to do X, Y, Z. And
maybe you did, but maybe it doesn't there's so many things that can happen along the way. And I imagine one thing, like my mom and my parents and I are estranged at the moment.
Yeah.
And one of the things that my mom had a really hard time with, she had a lot of mental illness, but having me learn from my own mistakes, she couldn't do that because of her past traumas and stuff. So she wasn't even present, but it's like, oh man, I can't imagine though how hard that must be.
It's
to
hard.
Watch your kid learn.
You have
from.
To know when to let your kid learn from their own mistakes, because it's how you learned your way through life. We all had trial and error moments in our life. Nobody's given
you learn
you know,
from
the exact
fuck ups.
Booklet. Yeah, they don't tell you, hey, this is exactly what your life is going to be, so live it accordingly.
Right.
You kind of just go about your business and set your own purpose. And so for parents, it can be so difficult to watch your kids and know that they're making a bad choice and have to let them make the bad choice.
Be there when they fall.
Thanks for listening to that excerpt from our interview with stand-up comedian Gina Brion. If you want to listen to the entire conversation, subscribe to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts by going to apple.co/GWF.